Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원하며 와지 노바 모두들 쏙쏙쏙쏙쏙
Asian Pop Radio Australia. Yes, hello, welcome to another week of Asian Pop Radio Australia. My name is Jay John and I am your host. Wherever you're listening to us, it might be on podcasts, might be across the community radio network, it might be on Joy 94.9, new to a Saturday night at 7pm. Wherever you're listening, hope you enjoy the next 55 minutes or so of Asian Pop. If it's the first time you're tuning in, what we try to do here is bring you a diverse mix of music from all corners of Asia, not just the popular stuff from Japan or Korea, but a little bit of Malaysian, Singaporean, of course, everyone's favourite ballads from Taiwan, plus have a little bit of a focus on some of the newer groups, like the rookie groups coming out, and you'll be able to hear one of them later on in the show with our intro to Asian Pop, thanks to Katie. She files her report on Lucas.
They're not the first to promote with gas masks and sexy gazes. Big Bang did so in their Still Alive promotions that can send tingles down your spine.
Listen out for that. Got our Asian Pop News update coming up very soon, thanks to team member Cassie. Paul shares with us his recommendation for Thai Pop Song of the Week.
This week is called Third Grubby Grub Boy, which means single but not single all the time in English.
And music-wise, we'll get going with some K-pop. A new hot track from our favourite Vietnamese boy band, 365. He once sat in these very studios with us back in 2012, Darren Ashley of Malaysian group Busco, with a track called Breathless.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And my favourite Filipino musician, Some Daydream Rez. Delivery Boys from back in 2012. We are here. Plenty to get to, so let's jump into our first track of the week. It's a bit of a cover, actually, of a very popular song by Pharrell Williams from earlier this year. Of course, Happy, this is Trick from Singapore on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Yeah, I'm way too high to get any lower. Doubling time, I can go any slower. And I'm so in it, feeling gonna explain it. Got me grinning and my face is shining. Sun rays on your forehead. Got me groving, that's a goofy. Positivity to 100 now, like really, who could touch me now? Well, baby, baby, been telling me she loving.
Yeah.
Love it. One of our favourite Singaporean outfits, Trick on Asian Pop Radio Australia. They formed back in mid-2012, a pop duo consisting of singer-songwriter-producer Mark and rapper-songwriter Richard. The two work together on original and cover songs and have close to 1 million views on their YouTube channel. Plus, they recently shared the stage, actually, with other big names in Asian pop like David Choi, Ryan Higger, at the YouTube Fan Fest in Singapore. Nice work, guys. Update. Thanks to Asian Pop Radio Australia crew member Cassie, this is the Asian Pop News Update. Hong Kong martial arts actor Dennis Cho filed a lawsuit against his former mentor, Sin Kok Lam, this week due to a dispute that took place earlier this year. The conflict is said to have begun when Sin Kok Lam had owed Dennis money and had been turning down role opportunities without his permission. Cho filed the suit with the Superior Court, seeking 2.16 million Hong Kong dollars on top of a contract termination. When asked about the case, Sin Kok Lam claimed to have no knowledge on the matter, however, revealed that he had been a little affected and in the future will only help people without asking for anything in return. Kind of makes sense, right? Japanese voice actor Shotaro Morikubo broke fangirls' hearts this week after it was announced through his official blog that he had just entered his name into the family register. Morikubo has lent his voice to many popular characters in the past and wishes to keep details private in order to protect his wife's identity. However, he has revealed that she is just a regular woman. Hong Kong's triple threat Daniel Chan took to his Weibo account this week to announce the safe arrival of his new baby girl. Chan shared the news on July 5th by uploading a photo of his new daughter's footprints and expressing the indescribable joy of becoming a father for the first time. He also took time to thank the fans for their well wishes and sent his greatest respects to all the mothers in the world. Prior to the birth of his daughter, Daniel had stopped working on all projects to stay by his wife's side in Taiwan. When asked if he had shed tears, he revealed that a man should always keep his composure to give his wife confidence. The couple have yet to name the baby. And in news briefs, 21CL has been snapped with famous fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld. Sounds like a bit of a trend for YG artists. BlockBee's Joe Hill has turned to Twitter to complain about a ton of prank calls he's been getting on popular app KakaoTalk. K-pop boy band Teen Top celebrate their 4th anniversary since their debut, and J-rock group Maximum the Hormone have announced a show at Best Buy Theatre in New York on October 27. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio, like us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AsianPopRadio, to keep up to date with all things newsy. Let's get into some more music now. Some J-pop. J-Soul Brothers from Exile Tribe with RYUSEI. Asian Pop Radio. Yeah. Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia. Jay John here. Exile Tribe is the name given to the collective of artists under LDH Entertainment, which are related to the agency's main group, Exile. The concept was first explored in 2004 with the creation of Exiles. Exile Tribe first came on the scene in June 2011. Did you know that LDH have 8 schools in Japan, 1 in Taiwan as well, and 2 LDH stores? I'm assuming selling all the band merch, right? I've been to a couple similar stores in Korea last year. Of course, Cube Cafe being one of the big ones. Just wondering if you guys listening have a favorite Asian pop merchandise item of your own. Because, you know, let's be honest, we all know they're out there and most of you spend all your pocket money on it. So perhaps it's your G-Dragon pillow, your 21 headphones, maybe your shiny glasses. Hey, jump on our Facebook page, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. Just scroll down a little bit to the post where we ask you the same question and let us know your thoughts, because we'd love to hear from you and have a bit of a chat. Let's keep it moving now to Malaysia, as we mentioned. Going to play a track by Darren Ashley of Busco, but this is more of his electronic stuff. This is Breathless on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Darren Ashley with Breathless on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Darren is part of the Malaysian pop rock group Busco, who actually toured Australia and New Zealand back in late 2012. The boys came into the studio and we spoke about where they got started, then we delved in a little further to ask Darren more about his solo work and experimenting with electropop.
It was more an experimentation of music, because I'm passionate about music and genres and the different stuff you can bring to the table. And I guess Busco has three other guys at the moment, and you know, that's set, and that's they have a direction. But Darren Ashley is pretty much the moniker I use to do whatever.
Nice guy. Keep an eye on facebook.com/WeAreBusco to follow the group, and also facebook.com/DarrenAshleyMusic. He's a little bit active over on that page at the moment to keep tabs on all the guys. Time now to get into our Thai pop song of the week with Paul. Thanks, Paul.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand national anthem and Paul's Thai song of the week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, this week I have a Thai song for you. It's called Soat Krapip Krapoy, which means single but not single all the time in English. Sing by indie Thai artist Paul Annob. He used to be in a Thailand singing show called Academy Fantasia, and he finished third place in the seventh season. The song is about a guy who have fallen in love with this girl. Her father is up against him, and he had to sneak out at night time to go and see her. But in the end, they live happily ever after. Enjoy Soat Krapip Krapoy on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Australia's largest Asian pop community radio show, Asian Pop Radio Australia.
ความน่ารักของเธอน้ำมันเด้งโดดออร่าเธอฟุ้งกระจายไปไกลหลายโยชน์พอเธอส่งยิ้มใจเราก็มีอาการเจ็บจี๊ดคิวปิดยิงใจได้แม่นโคตรอยากโทรไปหาแม่บอกว่าเจอเนื้อคู่กลัวแม่จะหาว่าเราเป็นคนขี้ตู้เลยอยากจะถามเอาให้ชัวร์ๆเธอน่ะโสดไหมได้กล้าพูดว่า I love you เธอบอกให้ดูเอาเองคืนนี้ถ้าแฟนไม่มาก็แปลว่าตอนนี้ถึงตีสองเธอแฟนไม่มีถ้าอยากจีบเธอเอาเบอร์เธอไปแล้วนัดกันให้ดีแฟนเธออีกทีเธอรีบโทรมาให้ทีความโสดประมาณกระปิบกระปายกระปิบกระปายกระปิบกระปายปายโสดแต่กิ๊กเป็นร้อยมีกิ๊กเป็นร้อยอีกนิดจะสองร้อยโสดเป็นบางเวลาถ้าแฟนเธอมาก็ได้เวลาย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยโอ้ยเซ็งเด่นเธอตัวแม่เต็มเต็มเจ็บปวดซ้ายเลยลงมาตอมลูกมากทุกคนสวยไม่โยนความหวังให้ยากพอตีสองเวลาความโสดเธอก็หมดแล้วอย่าคิดจะต่อเวลาให้ยากอยากโทรไปหาแม่บอกว่าเจอเนื้อคู่กลัวแม่จะหาว่าเราเป็นคนขี้ตู้เลยอยากจะถามเอาให้ชัวร์ๆเธอน่ะโสดไหมจะได้กล้าพูดว่า I love you เธอบอกให้ดูเอาเองคืนนี้ถ้าแฟนไม่มาก็แปลว่าตอนนี้ถึงตีสองเธอแฟนไม่มีถ้าอยากจีบเธอเอาเบอร์เธอไปแล้วนัดกันให้ดีแฟนเธออีกทีเธอรีบโทรมาให้ทีความโสดประมาณกระปิบกระปายกระปิบกระปายกระปิบกระปายปายโสดแต่กิ๊กเป็นร้อยมีกิ๊กเป็นร้อยอีกนิดจะสองร้อยโสดเป็นบางเวลาถ้าแฟนเธอมาก็ได้เวลาย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยความโสดประมาณกระปิบกระปายกระปิบกระปายกระปิบกระปายปายโสดแต่กิ๊กเป็นร้อยมีกิ๊กเป็นร้อยอีกนิดจะสองร้อยโสดเป็นบางเวลาถ้าแฟนเธอมาก็ได้เวลาย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยโอ้ยเซ็งเป็นเจอตัวแม่
เนี่ยไม่มีมาปล่อยวันนี้ได้มาเช็คเรตติ้งยืนเดินจริงๆไม่ได้มาอ่อยอยากขออีเมล WhatsApp ไลน์หรือ WeChat ขอร้อยให้ร้อยบอกเลยนะจุดๆนี้รีบจีบเลยพี่ความสดหนูมีน้อยพูดเลยอย่าหยอดนะคะเดี๋ยวยอม
200โสดเป็นบางเวลาถ้าแฟนเธอมากก็ได้เวลาย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยความโสดประมาณกระปิดกระปายกระปิดกระปายกระปิดกระปายปายโสดแต่กิ๊กเป็นร้อยไม่กิ๊กเป็นร้อยอีกนิดจะ200โสดเป็นบางเวลาถ้าแฟนเธอมากก็ได้เวลาย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยย่อยโอ้ยเซ็งจนเธอตัวแม่
Thanks to Paul for the Thai Pop Song of the Week. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia. I'm your host, Jay John. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like our Facebook page, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. We're around 5,500 likes at the moment. So we really appreciate the support. And we do need you to share us with your friends because we are community radio. We want to, you know, reach further and further every week. So please tell everyone that you know about us. And hopefully they can tune in each week and enjoy the show too and make some recommendations. Now you have to make sure you do get onto our Facebook page to check out that MV for that Thai Pop Song of the Week because Paul has posted it up there. If you like Thai guys and you like Thai guys in Thai boxer attire and you like raunchy dance moves, then this music video is definitely going to satisfy. It's quite cheeky and a little bit on the raunchy side. Someone not so raunchy but still a good looking fella is Some Daydream. Delivery Boys on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
We were made to believe that we're
Came on the scene in February 2011 with the popular single Hey Daydreamer and quickly topped the charts of local radio stations within the greater Manila area. His follow-up singles achieved much the same success, including this one, Delivery Boys. We asked Rez via Twitter when we can expect a new track from Some Daydream, and he replied, soon. So there you go. You heard it first. We're really hanging out for that one. He's also one of the many artists who have performed at the Mall of Asia and have had his tracks used in Cornetto and Coca-Cola commercials. That's when you know you've made it, right? When you're on a Cornetto commercial, probably retire after that Coca-Cola commercial. Let's talk Asian pop star endorsements. Have you ever bought a product because an Asian pop group or solo artist had endorsed the product? We think we're above it, right? We think we don't get persuaded by advertising, but hey, when one of our favorite Asian pop stars comes out and says that he or she supports something, there's a good chance we're going to buy it. We think back to some very famous advertising campaigns like the Lollipop TVC for featuring Big Bang, and at the time, Newcomers 21 back in 2009. So popular that YG Entertainment had Big Bang offer their services for round two a year later with another Lollipop commercial. Of course, YG didn't stop there. They sold off G-Dragon for G-Market. Hitman. Welcome to the G-Market. I'm Captain G. G. Welcome to the G-Market. Hey, baby girl. Probably my favourite TVC K-pop track, actually. I've liked G-Market for a while. Do you have a favourite? Let us know on our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. And we do have a post there specifically about this, your favourite Asian pop star product endorsements, or favourite song, really, that has stemmed from one of those endorsement commercials. Let's get to our favourite V-pop boys, 365... Asian Pop Radio.
Hello, this is Jun on Asia Pop Radio Australia, and here is our new song.
Giấc mơ biến tan, tìm lại em nơi phương xa xôi. cứ thế mãi trôi. Và em, cơn mưa đã qua đi rồi, còn lại để những nỗi buồn giấc mơ biến tan. Tìm lại em nơi phương xa xôi. Tìm lại bao thời gian khi ta luôn chung đường. Tìm lại nơi lặng cấm trong tim.
365 on Asian Pop Radio. Of course, the boys really started turning heads in Vietnam and beyond in early 2013 with their dance floor hit, Get On The Floor. Many say this was a turning point for the V-pop industry in Vietnam, and the track started getting other markets interested in the local pop scene. All was going well until last year when one of the five group members, Tronny, left the group. The four boys remain, but are perhaps stronger than before and say there are no hard feelings towards their former group member.
It's not that serious, Jay, it does not affect our relationship much. As I told you, we had like 6 months of training and went through a lot of things and special moments together. So we are like brothers, you know. And no matter what happens, we respect Trini's decision. And as long as Trini happy with everything he is doing, we are so happy for him too. And always want the best for Trini. Yeah.
So Katie now with another intro to Asian Pop.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop. Do you see what we did there? Okay, and now, the girl who needs no introduction, it's Katie. Oh, wait.
Welcome to another Asian Pop artist review. Say hello to Lucas, a five-member group comprised of Trey, Jaewon, Kyungjin, Jinwon, and Donghyun from Box Entertainment. Originally, Donghyun, Jaewon, and Jinwon were part of Open World Entertainment's boy group X5, but they moved to Box Entertainment after their contracts were withdrawn. The name Lucas is taken from the phrase "Look at us," and they hope to promote in many parts of Asia. On the 4th of July, they released their first music video for Giga Makyo, otherwise known as So Into You, and boy have they made a good impression. The music itself is quite electronic in style. The first in a list of many reasons the boys stand apart from most K-pop rookie groups. The song has barely any heavy bass notes, but several pop melodies are merged together to create futuristic sounding harmonies that can send tingles down your spine. The rap fits seamlessly into the song, and the group's voices are very pleasing to the ear. Video-wise, the boys again tap into a futuristic theme, wearing Matrix-style leather coats and nearly all black, with splashes of vibrant red in their main clothing. Their hair is also colourful, something recent K-pop rookie groups seem to be doing a lot, and they couple this with stunning circle lenses and dark gas masks. They're not the first to promote with gas masks and sexy gazes. Big Bang did so in their Still Alive promotions, but it's a tried and tested way to get any fan's heart all aflutter. In every single clip, the boys flaunt off serious style. They're surely going to be gaining attention if they continue to harness this sexy power. If you want to keep up to date with Lucas, they have a Facebook page, or you can visit their website on www.lucas.co.kr. Tune in to Asian Pop Radio Australia next week for another artist review, but for now, here is Giga Makyo, So Into You.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
This is Margaret Cho.
Hello, this is Chun. And this is Will of 365.
Yo, this is Dan Tak.
Hi, this is Hwan Kik.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Courtney. And we're Ruby Eyes.
Hello, my name is Giring from Niji.
Hello, my name is Ethan.
Young ass here all the way from Canada, just giving a big shout out to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Australia. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
The country's largest community radio Asian pop music show.
The best radio station, Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello, we are CM Blue. Thank you to our Aussie Boys and Asian Pop Radio Australia for your support.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
We love you, Australia.
Ah, yeah. You know, brave sound. Human, logo, let's do that.
Yeah.
다리 이쁜 거 나도 알고 있어 쳐다보면 지는 거 이기고 싶지 않아 적어도 이 낮에는 식곤증 때문에 아른했던 나는 일으키는 너 마치 운동하는 서양 누나들 너 빼곤 다 밋밋하기만 한 통나무 벌써부터 우연을 가장한 만남을 상상하고 있는 난 다 자란 꿈나무 What's up?
Come on boy 남자라면 누구나 이런 여자 없네요
That's right
남자라면 하나같이 예쁜 걸 좋아해요 남자라면 한 번쯤 야한 생각을 해요 그게 나였으면 좋겠어 그랬으면 좋겠어 싶은 것도 참고 독하게 살아가 어떤 것도 모두 참고 난 예뻐질 거야 사랑할 거야 더 보여줄 거야 난 달라질 거야
You do deserve it
Radio Australia Movie Review.
This week, thanks to Drama FIFA, the review will be done on the drama I Need Romance. I Need Romance is about three main ladies whom all have their own relationship struggles throughout this modern day society. Without saying too much, one realizes she is being cheated on, the other is always cheating on different men, and the last one, her to-be husband leaves her on the day of their wedding. To make matters worse, they are all 33. Which is the time that they should be settling down and having children. How will the three of them cope when the rest of the world seems to be going against them? Not all is doom and gloom. The main girl, the one whose eyes we follow, provides much laughter at her own stupidity and mistakes. Examples of this is when she thinks she sees her ex-partner and his new partner everywhere, but it just turns out to be lookalikes from behind. Despite I Need Romance being labelled as a love trio drama, scaring me at first, those love drama types can tend to be so repetitive and boring. This drama, these different elements of the different women's lives really makes everything stand out and become more interesting. Altogether, there are 16 episodes, so it is not too short and not too long. And each and every episode is nicely crafted so that all episodes are evenly paced and harmonious with each other. Tune in next week for a change to the segment. All will be revealed then. Please look forward to it. In the meantime, head on over to our Facebook page to keep up to date with everything in the Asian pop and culture world. This has been Shazza on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, throughout the nation. Like us on Facebook. Head to facebook.com and search for Asian Pop Radio Australia. Thank all the stations who play and support our program each week. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Lights are shining on me. 不远也不近 但就在这一秒停止在时空里拯救了我的心拯救了我的你我再也不愿面对离别Kelly 愿意。 付出一起拥抱你。Kelly， 我只愿为你一个人存在。平凡的我，我明也不白，但就在这一刻，你震动我的心，赋予了我生命，也赋予我能力。我再也不愿接受离别。
We have come to the end of another week of Asian Pop Radio Australia. Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing some time with us. We will be back in the same manner next week. Do keep following us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. Now, if there is an Asian pop song out there that you think we should be playing on the show, or a particular artist or group that you would like for us to support, you just need to tell us. You can, of course, tell us via social media or email asianpopradio@yahoo.com. See you next week.
Hi, saya Zee, dan anda sedang mendengar Asian Pop Radio Australia.